Good morning, everyone. Here I am. I am Anlia. We are in English Experience Podcast. And with me today is Leo, my student. How are you, Leo?
Hello, teacher. How are you?
Very well, very well. And I'm really enjoying what we're going to talk about today. Estoy ya disfrutando lo que vamos a dar hoy.
Yes, I know that you have a story for us. Yes. And you love stories.
I love stories. I love tales, que son cuentos. But in this case, it's very special because it's a historical tale. Es un cuento histórico. It's for real. Ha sucedido. Es real. Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking last class. La clase pasada, we were talking about Henry VIII. Estábamos hablando de Enrique VIII. I think we all know something, at least a little bit, about Henry VIII. But what is the most notorious thing you know about Henry VIII?
That he had 6 wives.
He was the king with 6 wives. Fue el rey con 6 esposas.
What a
too
mess.
Much.
What a mess.
Oh, yeah. Qué lío. What a mess. Mess es lío. Y Messi no es lío, Messi. Ah. Pero es lío, es desordenado. Algo que está con mucho desorden. Okay, lío. Well, so you know that it's a mess having one wife. Imagine 6. Okay,
yes.
Imagínense 6 esposas. What's a group, as you said?
Yes,
es un grupo de WhatsApp.
Grupo de WhatsApp.
Okay, well, but we're going to talk about one of the most important wives that he had. That is Anne Boleyn. Anna Boleyn.
Okay, it's most the second
famous.
Wife.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good. It was she was his second wife because Henry VIII's first wife was Catherine of Aragon. Era Catalina de Aragón. She was Spanish.
Yes.
Era española. She was 7 years his senior. Cuando yo digo 7 years his senior es más grande, older. Okay, than him. She was 7 years his senior. But the late 1520s, it was clear that she was not going to provide him with a male heir. Male heir es un heredero varón. Male es masculino, varón. No podía tener varones ella. Obviously, evidentemente.
So sad for her.
So sad for her and for him because he wanted an heir. You know, a male heir warranted, garantizaba the continuation of the dynasty, of la dinastía. Well, around this time, más o menos para esta época, Henry VIII fell for, quiere decir se enamoró. Fall for, en infinitivo, to fall for es enamorarse de la persona que venga a continuación, el nombre que venga a continuación. He fell for one of Catherine's ladies-in-waiting, una de las ladies que las acompañan, las damas de compañía, de qué sospechoso. Okay, it's very suspicious. Okay, he fell for one of Catherine's ladies in waiting, the intelligent and flirtatious Anne Boleyn, la inteligente y bastante coqueteadora Anne Boleyn. Okay, Henry VIII desperately desire to marry Anne. Quería casarse con Ana desesperadamente. But first, he would have to anular his marriage with Catherine. However, de todos modos, the Pope in Rome, ¿quién es el Pope?
El Papa.
Yeah, the Pope in Rome, en Roma, refused.
No quería.
No quería,
no,
le negó.
No, no
his
way.
Annulment. Le rechazó la nulidad. So he said not.
No.
The Pope said no.
Yes, you're still married.
You're still married. Okay. So Henry VIII was furious about this. After years of struggling es de luchar, to convince the Pope to change his mind es cambiar de opinión, Henry VIII finally decided to break away from the Catholic Church in 1534.
En el 34.
1534, Henry VIII decided to split up, es decir, separarse from the Catholic Church. Okay. This event, este evento, began the English Reformation. Comenzó la Reforma Inglesa. The break from Rome allowed Henry VIII to marry Anne Boleyn. ¿Qué pudo hacer después de la Reforma?
Se casó.
Dijo con Ana
esto.
Boleyn.
No me decís que sí, me separo de vos.
Yes, of course.
Y creo mis propias reglas.
Mi propia iglesia. My own church. Mi propia iglesia. However, de todos modos, his affections for her, su afecto por ella, soon waned. Waned es disminuir, decrecer.
Qué pena, so sad.
She provided him, le dio a él, with a child, un hijo, But it was a daughter. ¿Qué es daughter?
Una hija.
Una heredera mujer. Not no. a boy. No un hombre. The future Elizabeth I. La futura Elizabeth I. Okay. Not the son that Henry VIII so desperately desired es desear. After 2 years of marriage, ¿cuánto estuvo casado?
2 años.
Anne Boleyn was beheaded. Beheaded. Es la decapitaron. In 1536, on trumped up charges of adultery. Porque dijeron que ella había cometido adulterio. Mm. We don't know if it's true or not.
We don't
no sabemos
know.
Si es verdad o no. But she was beheaded, pero fue decapitada. Okay, sad but true. Triste pero real. That is the story of Anne Boleyn. Very sad story.
Yes, yes.
Unhappy.
Yes.
Infeliz.
Well, but life is... just like this. And
such is
that,
life.
Yes.
Así es la vida. Such, and especially in that moment.
Yes,
it was terrible.
That moment.
Very cruel. Cruel.
And
cruel.
Without Wi-Fi connections.
Without WhatsApp. It was terrible. Okay. Without English experience.
Oh, so sad.
So sad. So unhappy. Okay. I hope you have enjoyed our
yes,
class.
A lot.
Well, and see you next podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.